May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. A sojourner thou shalt not oppress, for you know the soul of a sojourner. This was a commandment given to Moses by the Lord from the quaking and thundering Mount Sinai. It is a commandment that has been part of many cultures since ancient times, but it is also a commandment for us today. In the heavenly doctrine, we learn that to sojourn means to be instructed. And in the word, by sojourners are meant those who allow themselves to be instructed. This is a commandment that can teach us what to do when we meet a spiritual sojourner, someone who is curious about the new church. In the New Testament, in regard to sojourners, the Lord teaches us to begin by gathering them in. If we think from the letter of the word here and picture what it means to gather in a traveler who's come to stay with us, we can begin to get an idea of what this may mean spiritually. We can think about what we do when we invite a visitor into our home. We want them to know that they are welcome and that they will be taken care of. In welcoming a spiritual sojourner to the church, we can do the same thing. And the letter of the word helps us here too. The Greek word for gathering comes from two Greek words, for lead and together. And in the context of gathering a person into one's home, this word has the meaning of doing so with hospitality. So the idea here is about bringing someone together with us into our spiritual home, showing them spiritual hospitality. Here's one way we can begin to do this, one way we can begin to gather in a spiritual sojourner. When someone asks about our church, we could begin by saying the new church is a group of people working to follow what the Lord teaches in His Word. We meet here for worship and for social occasions, and we are concerned for each other, and we help each other. We could also explain how the people in this church have gathered us in. But this is just a start. With sojourners, we cannot stop there. In the Word, the Lord gives us several laws regarding sojourners, and these laws are there to help us practice charity, specifically in the context of meeting a spiritual sojourner. The Lord warns us against hurting a sojourner. He says in Exodus, "A sojourner thou shalt not exploit and shalt not oppress." And he explains in the Arcana that to exploit or oppress a sojourner signifies that those who wish to be instructed in the truths and goods of faith are not to be infested with falsities of faith and evils of life. So in addition to gathering in spiritual sojourners, we also need to make sure we don't do things that make it even harder for them. Regarding falsities of faith, we might be tempted not to get into what the new church is all about. We might even be tempted to hide the true nature of our religion. But sojourners want to know. We could say to our visiting friends after initially gathering them in that the new church is a Christian church based on the theological writings of Emanuel Swedenborg, and that these writings explain how the word has an internal spiritual sense that describes how we can become better people, and that the Lord has provided this revelation so we can understand the word and follow it and be blessed with happiness. Then, as we continue to gather them in, we can go even further and we can say the new church is a church that believes the Lord's second coming has occurred through these theological writings. And these writings describe themselves as doctrine from heaven, the heavenly doctrine. Now, a spiritual sojourner will want to know even more still. And if he has been gathered in, we can look for opportunities to share even more of what we know from the Lord's second coming, making sure we do not mislead him with false ideas about the new church. We can pick the truths of the new church that caught our attention when we were first sojourning, the truths of the church that helped gather us in, Or we could be ready with some key teachings of the new church. Perhaps this list from New Jerusalem and her heavenly doctrine would be a helpful list to start with. That the Lord, who is God from eternity, came into the world to save the human race. That he has all power in heaven and in earth. That the all of faith and the all of charity, thus all truth and good, is from him. That there is a heaven and a hell, and that man is to live to eternity in heaven if he has done well, and in hell if he has done evil. But not only does the Lord warn us against infesting sojourners with falsities of faith, he warns us against infesting sojourners with evils of life. How might we be tempted to do this? One way might be to not gather them in at all. Another way we might be tempted to infest sojourners with the evils of life could be by ignoring the practices of a sojourner that are spiritually harmful to him. It is interesting that the laws regarding sojourners in the Old Testament included penalties for breaking some of the laws that the Israelites had to follow. For example, sojourners had to follow the laws regarding sacrifices at the tabernacle and laws prohibiting the ingestion of blood. Sojourners, like Israelites, were also subject to the death penalty for giving their seed to Molech and for cursing the name of Yahuwah. These laws, it seems, were established to help integrate the sojourner into the religious practices of the Israelites. And the Lord helps us see this in the internal sense of the word. Molech was an Ammonite god, and the Ammonites would sacrifice their own children in fire to him. In the internal sense, this means to destroy the truth of the word and the doctrine of the church therefrom by application to the filthy loves of the body, as murders, hatreds, revenges, adulteries, and the like, which leads to the acceptance of infernal falsities instead of things divine. If sojourners have been exposed to practices involving these spiritually devastating behaviors and do not see the harm in them, if we really care about them, we need to help them see that these things lead to their spiritual destruction. In our efforts to gather in sojourners, it is not charitable to hide what the new church teaches, even if it seems like they may not like it. We should expect that these new ideas will conflict with some ideas previously held, and we should be very sensitive to this. But this could be the very reason why the Lord in his providence brought the sojourner to you in the first place. When sojourners come to us, we need to be confident in offering the clear teachings on repentance and regeneration and be ready to support and help. If we don't help sojourners in their struggles, we are facilitating their oppression. We know what it is like to be supported in our efforts to live according to the word. We know what it is like to be gathered in. The Lord said in Exodus, "For you know the soul of a sojourner." We know the soul of a sojourner because we are all sojourners too. We are all in the midst of our own sojourn with the Lord, and we know what it is like to long for life from the Lord, to long for a new life resulting from the liberation of the oppression of our spiritual mistakes. Now the Lord made a promise in Genesis when he was talking to Abraham, the original sojourner, we might say. The Lord said, "I will give to thee and to thy seed after thee the land of thy sojournings, all the land of Canaan for an eternal possession." The Lord makes the same promise to each one of us, too. To everyone who sojourns with him, we can all inherit heaven. The land of Canaan was not a land only for the Israelites. Sojourners who followed the law were granted equal legal standing as the Israelites. If they were circumcised and obeyed the law of the Passover, they were permitted to marry an Israelite. The Lord says in Exodus, "One law there shall be for the native and for the sojourner who sojourns in your midst. One law there shall be for the inhabitants and the sojourners alike." just as the sojourners in the Old Testament inherited the land of Canaan. We need to live what the Lord teaches in order to reside with Him spiritually, in order to receive heaven as our spiritual inheritance, whether we were born into a church community or not. Sojourn with the Lord. Establish a permanent home with Him and help others to do the same thing. Gathering in the sojourner means reaching out to help those who are looking for and trying to learn and live what the Lord teaches. In the New Testament, the Lord provides the image of actually inviting a traveler into your home as a way of helping us see what it means spiritually to gather sojourners. When we recognize sojourners, the Lord is teaching us that the way to love them is to gather them in. We can show them the happiness, the confidence, and the peace that comes from having a permanent residence with the Lord, even as we are in the midst of our own struggles. If we can gather in fellow travelers, the Lord will say to each one of us, just as He said to His disciples, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a sojourner, and you gathered me. So much as you have done to one of these, the least of my brethren, you have done to me." Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.